Colin XPL, my name is Deidre. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Danny. I'm calling from Geeks from Best Buy. I'm calling because one of our customers has delivery and installation scheduled with you guys. But when the customer receives a phone call confirming the appointment, it seems that in your system, the address for the service is still wrong.
Okay, what's the zip code?
It is 43035.
43035.
Mm-hmm.
What's that customer's name?
It is Kyle Wilkerson.
K-A-K-Y-L-E or K-H-Y-L-E?
Yes. K-Y-L-E.
And what was that last name?
Wilkerson. Wilkerson.
And what was that zip code?
43035.
I see a
for the right address.
I see a Kyle, but that's not the last name.
Maybe the zip code that is showing in your system is 43229.
43229.
Yes, that should be the address that is in your system, but it's not the right one.
43229. Okay, so if it's not the right number, that means we will need a new ticket.
I'm sorry?
If that address is not right in the system, we will need a new ticket sent out.
I'm sorry, the reason of the ticket is to be able to make the service for tomorrow with the right address.
With that wrong address in, and we'll need a new ticket, and more than likely they won't get that delivery on tomorrow. Because the address we have for Kyle Wilkerson is 5094 Tamarack Boulevard, Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, that is not the right one. Here in our system appears a different one.
Okay, so we will need a new ticket.
All right, so you're going to create a ticket and I'm going to provide you the right address.
Okay, so we're not able to change your address. We will need a completely new ticket.
I'm sorry. Can you explain me why it's necessary?
We're not able to change the address, so we will need a new ticket. Those are the rules we have to follow.
Oh, okay, so what is the process to create a new ticket?
Okay, ma'am. So we don't create the tickets. You guys are the ones to handle that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for calling XPL.
Bye-bye.